Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Tuesday, with the president visiting and pledging money, 185,000 deaths of COVID-19 in the U.S. and some controversy over the number. Some states reopening and what that's going to take to get to that phase three. And in general, the numbers and how we look at things in these United States as we get closer and closer to a presidential election. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining me and dancing here on the floor. As I like to say, it's a big floor. So if you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between, or you don't even like labels and don't label yourself anything, you are invited to be part of the conversation. Keep this email address handy, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Best way to get a hold of me is flip me an email there 24/7. 24/7, the world keeps turning, and boy, it does, doesn't it? Because so many working, of course, from home, and that's changed what's happened with schools. Schools have reversed some decisions to have classes in person, and that's happened in New York City. They won't do that again until the end of September, and classrooms are being worked on. It just depends on where you live, what the decision ultimately is, or if the decision was yours to choose to be there in person for the first 6 weeks, or to stay home and do it virtually and then maybe switch in another 6 weeks. It just is different across these United States. It depends on the area, because it's a decision that's made up to the local school boards and the local schools, and there is not a federal decision on education. So let's dive right into Kenosha and what happened in Kenosha. The president has pledged a whole bunch of money for the people there to rebuild businesses, for law enforcement, and to help turn things around. His visit was a calm and peaceful one, and he went and looked at some burned out areas where there were storefronts that had been smashed and burned out cars, that kind of stuff, and then afterwards held a little bit of a news conference and talked about what he saw, what he was going to do, and whatnot. And Kenosha has really changed in the last couple of weeks since the shooting of Jacob Blake, who is paralyzed and still in the hospital, and Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old who jumped into the protests and shot several people, and two of them died. And there is a war of words as to what should happen to him, but they're going through the process that you go through legally, and we'll watch as that all transpires. And then we look at the other elements of Kenosha, and the fact that all of a sudden it's become all the eyes of the country are looking at what's going on there, and what kind of danger is there, and what are the people facing there. And I mentioned that the president, in touring it, pledged to give money to Kenosha. In fact, overall to Wisconsin, $42 million in aid for what he called riot hit Kenosha on his visit. He's saying that would support public safety and law enforcement overall in the state of Wisconsin. The, I think, big takeaway is this is clearly what we're going to see the president do when there is rioting and there's problems and there's political clashes in the street. He's saying we have to stop the political violence. We also have to confront the radical ideology. We have to condemn the dangerous anti-police rhetoric. Specifically, there was $1 million that was pledged to support law enforcement in Kenosha, $4 million to small businesses, and then $42 million to public safety statewide. And he said, I'm committed to helping Kenosha rebuild. And this is that law and order message that works for Trump, and opinion polls show him biting a little bit into the lead of his Democratic rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, because of that. Now, there was no visit with Jacob Blake, who was paralyzed from the waist down after the police officer shot him in the back 7 times back on August 23rd, or his family, but he did meet with his mother's pastor and then talked about looking at the upheaval, talked about, you know, the National Guard and praising them because they were called in, and talked about demonstrations and how protests have been hijacked and there's been property damage, and the president criticized some of the reaction to that. So we'll see this, I believe, over and over again until Election Day. And the president is blaming the Democrats, calling them soft on violence and property damage that's broken out at anti-racism protests since George Floyd died on May 25th after a white cop knelt on his neck in Minneapolis. But Kenosha is the latest flashpoint city where we've seen the demonstrators clashing with the Trump supporters who have converged on the protest sites. They weren't there initially, but now they're there, and they're openly carrying arms while vowing to protect property from looters. That's where you get the 17-year-old who was charged with killing 2 people and wounding another with a semi-automatic rifle. And the president defended the teen who faces 6 criminal counts and declined to condemn violence from his supporters. Now, you look at Portland, and that has been the site of 3 months of protests nightly that have often turned violent. There was a supporter of the president's who was shot dead on Saturday, and the president lamented the fact that they had executed a man in the streets. So this is where we are in America, and how much does this play into the election and whether the president gets reelected for another term or Joe Biden comes in? This is moving forward. This is the thing, one of the things I call the trifecta of doom. This is one of the things that is on that trifecta of doom that has to be solved. The communication, the outreaching, the figuring this out and not allowing these sorts of things to happen. And I'm not naive to the fact that you can't throw some sort of a magic blanket over all these cities that become these, as I said, flashpoint areas. But something else has to be done, whatever it takes to try to wrap the arms of the community around these sides and quell the rhetoric that gets so hot that people end up getting shot. And this is absolutely just one leg of that trifecta. The other, the pandemic and the economy. Because what's in your wallet? If you can't feed your family, you can't do what you need to do to survive, to try to thrive, to have a business, it gets really, really tough. Stay with us.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Diamonds are more than a girl's best friend. 255 diamonds, the Chiefs Super Bowl rings, they've arrived, and they're pretty impressive, apparently. So they got them, and that's the piece of jewelry they are. I looked at what it looked like, and it is a very sharp ring, I have to say. They got them on Tuesday. There was a special ceremony on the field in Arrowhead with each player standing at a table with their rings in a box, and after watching a celebratory video on the Jumbotron, they opened their boxes, saw the jewelry, and how about that? Andy Reid made a crack that he hopes he'll get some free cheeseburgers, too. I think it was cool. There's plenty of social distancing. They had masks on. All the players had masks on, and they were at these little tables that were propped up, and they had a football on each at each table, and they had the rings that were there, so they did it right. There were 50 diamonds around the logo in the shape of the Lombardi Trophy to mark the 50 years between the Chiefs' Super Bowl victories. 122 diamonds cascading along the ring's top edges, marking the 22 playoff appearances. How about that? 36 genuine rubies. Oof, I can't stand it. Good for them, and they did it the right way. We needed some levity. We need to talk about some lighter things here, right? Sometimes we do. We do. All right, so let's continue with the numbers. And in looking at numbers, this is good news for people who need some. 50,000 Americans are going to get overdue stimulus checks in September. The IRS announced last week that would happen because some had checks wrongfully withheld, so they'll get them early to mid-September. And it happened because a CARES Act provision enabled the federal government to garnish stimulus checks to pay past due child support, but that resulted in the government accidentally holding stimulus checks, you know, withholding them from the spouses who were owed the past due child support as well. Oh, isn't that the worst? So they're going to get those checks. And then, you know, what's going to happen the next time around? If there's another stimulus check, it might not come till October, if it comes at all. That's not a given. That's definitely going to happen. How about the Denver Nuggets? I'm going to bounce back to sports for a second, this time on the hardwoods. They're a resilient team. They came back from 3-1. They were down 3-1. And they came back. They needed 17 points in the end, toward the end of the game. They got it. Denver topped Utah 80-78. Game 7 on Tuesday. They advance to the Western Conference semifinals. They play the Clippers. Game 1 is on Thursday night. Good for them. That's big. To be down in the hole and come back that way is very, very big. Forbes says Tyler Perry is officially a billionaire. I don't think this is a shocker, right? Tyler Perry, who's 50, is absolutely in the same ranks as Oprah Winfrey, Steven Spielberg, and George Lucas. They're estimating that his net worth is that billion. He's earned more than $1.4 billion in pre-tax income since 2005. Throughout his career, Perry told the magazine, he made it a point to own everything he makes. So he owns his creative output. There's 1,200 television episodes, 22 films, 24 plays, and, of course, a 330-acre lot in Atlanta. He said he knew the value of ownership at a young age. His father was a subcontractor. He'd get paid on Fridays and would be so happy that he made $800. Wow. Yep. He's driven. I mean, you can see that he was driven in any conversations that he's had about the business. So owning. Tropical storm Nana forming in the Caribbean, forecast to smash into Central America as a hurricane. So what does that mean for the United States? Well, let me give you some broad strokes. It's the 14th storm of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. It's going to strengthen into the hurricane. So 74-mile-an-hour winds at Central America, smashed into Jamaica, soaked it, Belize, that kind of thing. And heavy rains, gusts of winds. The greatest threat to lives and property in Central America will be from the rain, because you get floods and mudslides. Mudslides are not good. It's got a record for the earliest end storm in the Atlantic, according to Colorado State University. Boy, it's interesting, because you only get so much. You do get a warning with hurricanes, but people get weary of them, and do they really heed them? That becomes a big part of the conversation. In Philadelphia, the mayor apologizes after viral photos show him dining indoors in Maryland despite the city ban. Whoa, that is such a no-no. You can't demand that people follow you and then you sit and revel in having a brilliant indoor meal and you're there for hours. So once that photo popped up, it circulated all over social media. The mayor, Jim Kenney, confirmed he had dined at a friend's restaurant in Chesapeake Bay. But it's unclear where the restaurant's located, who posted the image. He apologized in a tweet saying he felt the risk was low because the county he visited had fewer than 800 COVID-19 cases. Still, the appearance of it, and the people were not social distancing, really. They weren't on top of each other, but it wasn't obvious social distancing. So that's what I think really infuriated a lot of people. Leaning on other people to make sure they do what they're supposed to do, but then the mayor not doing it himself. But like I said, what he can do, he's got to admit it and just move forward, and that's exactly what he did. A lot of people were concerned about this man, the 75-year-old man. Remember him, Buffalo man, shoved by police after he was speaking out? He was in the hospital for a month. Martin Gugino from Amherst wasn't expected to be recognized in public, especially wearing a face mask. But you see the video clearly when the police officers shove him backwards in front of the city hall during a protest over the death of George Floyd. So he was in the hospital, like I said, for a very long time from a brain injury and a fractured skull. He doesn't remember the moment he was shoved, and he has flashes of memory in the minutes before or after. So video recordings helped him fill in the blank spots of what happened that night. Yeah, you look at it, and you kept seeing that over and over and over and over again. And he's a guy who showed up at a Black Lives Matter rally in downtown Buffalo at about 7:30, 40 or so at night, 15 minutes before the imposed curfew took effect. But now he's out. Let's see where he goes from here, because there's been lots of conversations with bystanders and looking at video footage, and he's piecing that all together. And he says his pain is manageable with Tylenol, which he rarely uses, but just for minor aches and pains. But that's where he's at now. All right, and as we wrap this up, remember, it's about numbers. Apple is going to launch 4 new iPhones this year. Pandemic, you say? What pandemic? So according to a report from Bloomberg, yes, Apple is launching 4 of them. They're going to introduce 2 standard models with 5.4-inch screens and a 6.1-inch screen, as well as 2 Pro models, 6.1-inch screen, 6.7-inch display. They think they're going to ship as many as 80 million units. 80 million this year. They're also going to launch a redesign of the iPad Air tablet, 2 more models of their Apple Watch, and their first pair of Apple branded over-the-ear headphones. Over-the-ear headphones. And September is typically when Apple unveils their latest iPhone. They launch it into the consumers' worlds because we're getting closer to the holidays. And despite the pandemic, Apple continues to rake in billions. Last quarter, it rose like 11% to $60 billion. So they're up, up, up. Stay up with us. I will meet you on the other side. A couple of great interviews coming your way in a double author's corner. Double shot next.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is pledging millions to help Kenosha, Wisconsin after violent protests following the shooting of Jacob Blake. After getting a first-hand look at the damage done to the city of Kenosha, President Trump met with law enforcement.
Violent mobs demolished or damaged at least 25 businesses, burned down public buildings and threw bricks at police officers, which your police officers won't stand for, and they didn't stand for it. These are not acts of peaceful protest, but really domestic terror.
He also announced almost $50 million in support for local and state law enforcement and to help local businesses so they can rebuild what was taken away from them during the violence. The president visited the city despite objections from Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. Jacob Blake, who was black, was shot 7 times during an encounter with police. This is USA Radio News. Scientists are rapidly working on new vaccines and new COVID-19 tests. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
One of America's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells ABC's Good Morning America any vaccine will be rigorously tested.
You don't want a vaccine to be available widely to the American public unless it's been shown to be safe and effective. Safe and effective.
President Trump also says more rapid coronavirus tests are on the way. The test returns results in 15 minutes. Those tests will be given to folks at nursing homes.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the return to classrooms will be pushed back to September 21st. There will be 3 days of remote learning beforehand.
For those 3 days, instruction will begin remotely for all students. During that transitional period, there will be instruction for students, but there will also be additional preparation for educators and staff.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Wow, I can't tell you what a thrill it is to talk to Deborah Kayembe. She has written a book called After So Long, and she joins us from Scotland. Deborah, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So your book, After So Long, was written, we talked off the air, a couple of decades ago. How did this become a book? Did you ever think this would become a book?
At 22 years old, in my bedroom under this raining, beautiful raining days of Africa, I could never ever imagine it would become a book. Initially, it was a number of thoughts putting together, and I keep writing them. Every time it was coming into my mind, I'll write it all this afternoon on my early 20s. It's only later on, 3-4 years old, I gave it to a man of God, a minister, and he read it and he said, you know, you should put this together and make a very, very inspirational book. And there's a deep message on it, and you can work on it to make a great message up there to support the others, because this is a very private moment that a woman is sharing with other women. It might support it, and I'm sure it will support men and women in their faith and their journey to God forward.
Yeah, and so After So Long, tell us about you're leading us on the journey. Tell us what it specifically is about and those moments in the Congo for you.
After So Long is about a story of three young men and a woman who were sent as aid workers to support the Christian community victim of an apparent religious war between the Christian and the Muslim. And the story is happening in Ethiopia. And as you can see, the context of Ethiopia is the only country in Africa who was not decolonized. So anybody could come to Ethiopia, try to control Ethiopia as a land. It's one of the most unstable countries in Africa. But at that time, the story that I wanted to put together, it was that when those young, the three young men who voted for Ed Walker and the woman after a love story after she's been deceived by a boyfriend, decided to leave and to go away, to leave all the problem relating for a love story behind, she decided to join these three young men to on that mission as an aid worker in Ethiopia. So when they arrived there, the rescue team discovered the true story beyond the wall. So this is an Ethiopian completely destroyed in the middle of a civil war, and the reason is that they go in there to help and support assisting people who are suffering, but they discover a sinister scenario beyond that war. And that rescue mission takes 7 years. While in the end of that 7 years of mission, they have finally to return home, the three young men return completely exhausted from that persecution. So they went at four, only three were at their home because one lost his life. The second one has a broken leg and returned home. And the woman had completely, that experience had completely changed her life. So that is the story. And the telling, not in a long, deep detail, but in general, it's a storytelling, telling exactly what happened, how this experience change them.
Wow. Deborah Kayembe, that's who we're speaking with, and she's in Scotland, and her book is called After So Long. And so much of this is you poured into it. And going from the Congo to Scotland, what was that like for you? Well, England originally, then Scotland. What was that like for you?
Well, initially, raised, born, and educated in the Congo, I went to university, completed university, and then as I attended law school, I went to the bar. I was fully qualified as a solicitor. In the Congolese culture, you are not emancipated if you are married. You are emancipated if you are a single person. But again, the respect that the society gives you is if you are married. So your freedom as a woman, as an individual, it is fully used at the moment, at the time where nobody respects you because you are single. And then you lose the emancipation when you get married, and then the respect comes to your husband. It's something I did not like then, so I choose to go further on my education. For the years as a young activist for human rights, fighting for human rights in the Congo, I finally left the Congo and moved to New England seeking political asylum. So I was granted political asylum in 2005. While arriving in England with my husband, we then learned to discover the new life, the new reality, a world which is very different than the Congo. The UK, which is run by the Queen, and where women has reached the level in the society that Congo has never reached. That had an impact on my marriage. He then could not take it. He has left the marriage, and I end up being a single mom, raising my own children in Britain. While originally in my country, the Congo, a single mom raising her own children is subject to all kind of prejudice. The respect is not even there. But this is where I am, experiencing that in a new land. And if I have managed to survive that, because of the people who are here, who have given me the hands and the support and helping hands, so I can move forward with my life.
Wow, the story and listening to the journey, I mean, I could listen to it all day long, and I think the people probably listening to this interview could do the same. What is it that you hope people take away from reading After So Long?
I think after so long, it's the discovery and the world that nobody has been told before, the reality of some untold story from Africa, the reality of the tradition and civilization of African people that for some society are still holding them back and is not making any progress on it. Also the reality of the Muslim, the religious of Islam, where there is this divide between the extremists and those who are follow the reading of the Quran. But also the side by side living between the Christian and the Muslim in Africa. You will find in this book some true reality, because this book is an inspiration book, but some events in this book are true stories, events that happened and was put in this book to be told to the world.
Yeah, and when you talk about those stories, pick a story for us. Tell us one of the stories from After So Long.
One of the stories. All the stories in this book are unique, but my favorite one is Coming Home, chapter 24. It's one of the shortest of the book, but it's it kind of take the author, the lady who's writing this book, Dominique, returning back home and facing the things that she chose not to fight before she left her home to Ethiopia. So here she is, the mission is finished, she's ready to go home, and she returned home eventually. Coming Home is the chapter name, and she has to face the reality of the thing that she have left behind, which did not change. Just the lesson for us is, if you want to face a reality, you want to face something in your life, you should face it as soon as you can, and stand to face it. Because running away from the problem does not resolve anything. While she left the country, she went in this mission as a missionary, as an aid worker, with the hope that where she's going for a better place. She went to a worse place than when she was before. Then she returning home, the problem that was waiting for her was still there. So this is where she returns, but she found much more love for her. Love is still there for her, and she learns so much, and she has to confront the first love of her life, that the breakup 7 years earlier, but he was still there waiting for him. So the unexpected happened, you know, after chapter 24, and that is beautiful.
Wow, and listening to you, and you can hear it in your voice, how cool is it for you, for lack of a better way to say this, to have this now in book form and think of all those years ago? Did you think it would turn into this? We asked that at the beginning.
Never. I could tell you, at 22, a young Congolese woman who just needs to be at school, at university, I was at university at that time, I'll go to school and then come home. Next things to do is get to the kitchen and do everything I need to do for the family and return to my room and keep writing. It has never came into my mind that even someone will read it and say, Deborah, this is good. I was in there. I had the impression I was slipping into the book. So it's really the unexpected. And it has happened in a good way. And I really, really, really like the moment to spend writing it.
Well, I think it's a great memory, and I think it's an excellent book and one that has an inspirational message for anybody, anywhere listening to us in the world. And it's called After So Long. Deborah Kayemi, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
I have such a love for children's books, and of course, reading children's books to little ones is such a great joy. But these are books also, and we know this with so many, that the lessons learned in it, adults can read and understand the cleverness of our next author. Lawrence Taisu has written these three books that I think, just nail it. Henge and Farmer John's Farm and Zoo Quest. And he joins us from an incredible, magical place, so it's no surprise to me that he has a little magic and mystery and wonderful prose in him. He lives in the historic cathedral city of Salisbury. You may know it if we hop across the pond to the UK. And you may know it for Stonehenge. And there's so much mystery and I think magic again with Stonehenge. And naturally, he's written one of his books, as I said, is Henge. So, Lawrence, upon that introduction, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Let's talk about what inspired, first of all of your children's books? Why did you decide I'm going to write these books?
I don't know.
It just came to you. You just knew. I think I'm going to do these books.
Yeah, I've always been interested and concerned about different things in my life, and I've always written my thoughts and feelings down And gradually, the thoughts and feelings have come together and formed stories. And I thought, I'd like to share these with others, and especially young developing minds, so that when they grow up, if they take on some of my values of caring and sharing and being and contributing to their communities, they will be good people, industrious people, and will be our future.
Yeah, I like that, young developing minds. I mean, there's your answer. That's your why. That's a legacy. And, you know, I mentioned Henge. What's the story of Henge? What's the story about?
The young boy goes out one morning, and on an adventure, he goes into a cave and finds a large egg. He takes the egg home, and he nurtures it. It hatches out into a monster.
Oh!
But due to his care and attention, you don't see the bad side of the monster. All you see is a friendly, helpful guy.
And there you go. So there's a lesson right there in that. And it's obvious. I love that.
And what I want to do is to pass this on to communities so they can look at their leaders, and Henge is a good leader, and the big baddie, the animal, is the bad one. But because he's had care and attention from the goodie, the bad one, you don't see that side of him.
Oh, wow. So we move from Henge, which you are a stone's throw away from, which is still is, wow, yeah, for people listening, is just amazing, to Farmer John's farm. Tell us about that story.
Yeah, Farmer John's farm, as I said before, is dedicated to my friend, a farmer, when I was living in Spain. We used to visit the farm and for our eggs, and also for our fowl, our chickens, and also turkeys at Christmas. And they used to entertain us and show us around the farm, and we had a great time. And I thought, what a great place for children from the cities to come and see and learn about the animals, and also to see where their food came from.
And then your next book is called Zoo Quest. So we go from the farm, we go from the egg hatching and the monster and the Henge and the lesson there to the farm to Zoo Quest.
Yeah.
And oh, I'm so fascinated by zoos. I think every place I've lived, and I lived in Spain too, and I remember going to the zoo in Madrid. So tell me about Zoo Quest.
Zoo Quest is inspired by Sir David Attenborough, the naturalist and conservationist, and also by my visit to Kruger National Park in South Africa, where we saw animals, and also I went to rehabilitation centers, and where we walked with lions, had a great experience. And I thought this would be a great story for children to learn about the conservation of animals, and that was my reason for
And all the books too are beautifully illustrated, because that's part of it. Where did that come from? Was it the same person that did them for you?
No. The first two books, the illustrations were done by illustrators from Ex Libris. And the second book, the illustrations were done by Austin McCauley's illustrators. They did a great job.
Yeah, I think actually all the books look really, really inviting, I guess, and you can follow the story along, and I think that's part of it. And you've talked about it along the way, but if you took all three books and we uncovered your why in the beginning, and you look at leaving something behind, how does it make you feel that you created this work? Because whether it's children's books or novels or biographies or anything else, people always talk about writing books and they never do it, and you did it. Do you get a great sense of satisfaction from that?
Yes, I get a great satisfaction from passing on my experiences, my thoughts and feelings to others, and to encourage them to do the same.
Yeah, there you go. And that's it, isn't it, in a nutshell, encouraging people to do the same. When you sit down and write these, and now you've done three, are we going to see another book from you, or are you going to do more books?
Yeah, my next book is on its way, and it's fantasy and reality, and also using contemporary figures.
Ooh, that's a hint. Contemporary figures.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you have a story, and writing a children's book is different, and sometimes in some ways can be harder for people because you're using less words. Does it take you, do you have the story in your head, or what's your writing process?
The story evolves from reality, what's going on in the world today, especially in the realms of conservation of our planet, and fantasy ideas about how Earth was formed and how we came to be living here.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you can certainly see it in the work. There's no question. You can go to Amazon. You can get all of these books. And it's perfect timing because we're coming up on the holidays. And I think books, anytime you give books are to children especially, there's never not a good time. But certainly the holidays are one of those. Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us.
It is my pleasure. And I've loved speaking with you.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.